And the tires grab the gravel as they pull into the drive. She's kinda nervous in the front seat with a blindfold on her eyes. And his fingers touch her hand, he helps her stand and whispers right into her life, "It'll be alright." And her feet, they find the pavement leading straight up to the porch. She can hear the sound of wind chimes dancing slowly back and forth. And the door, it creaks wide open. There's a moment she can't hold it in. The blindfold drops, her eyes, they walk around the home where they'll both live. A big old kitchen barely lived in, doors of glass, a deck outside. The second floor she always wished for. Halfway up she turned and cried. And they were stuck on the stairs in this two-story house. They were loving and kissing and laughing and living with so much to talk about. And the seconds they shared on those old wooden stairs would always be where the truth would call out. They were stuck on the stairs in this pretty little two-story house. Every year a thousand pictures of the best days, big and small. They would both sit down and sift through the right ones for the wall. A wedding dance, a birthday bash, a trip down south, the late night laughs. And in between the floors they reminisce, relive life and share a kiss. And down the list of dreams and wishes, they cross them off and talk all night. Sure, the clock would keep on ticking, but on let go and not think twice. And they were stuck on the stairs in this two-story house. They were loving and kissing and laughing and living with so much to talk about. And the seconds they shared on those old wooden stairs would always be where the truth would come out. They were stuck on the stairs in this lovely little two-story house. And when the doctor spoke, the news hit hard, his heart near broke. They fought the fight till she let go. He watched her slip away. And he is stuck on the stairs in that two-story house, with the world that they shared and the dreams that they talked about. And the old wooden frames that keep on screaming her name. And he tells her what he's thinking out loud in the place where the truth would come out. And he knows where he can always find her now. Stuck on the stairs in this lonely little tree.